The Shadow in the North by Philip Pullman. Chapter 1. Unsolved Mysteries of the Sea. One sunny morning in the spring of 1878, the steamship Ingrid Lind, the pride of the Anglo-Baltic shipping line, vanished in the Baltic Sea. She had been carrying a cargo of machine parts and a passenger or two from Hamburg to Riga. The voyage had been uneventful. The ship was only 2 years old, well-found and seaworthy, and the weather was gentle. A day out from Hamburg, she was sighted by a schooner plying in the opposite direction. They exchanged signals. A bark in the same part of the sea would have seen her 2 hours later if the Ingrid Lind had kept to her course. But the bark saw nothing. She vanished so swiftly and so completely that journalists of the time scented something as delicious as the lost continent of Atlantis, or the Marie Celeste, or the Flying Dutchman. They got hold of the fact that the chairman of the Anglo-Baltic Line and his wife and daughter were on board, and filled the papers with accounts of how it was the little girl's first voyage, that on the contrary she wasn't a little girl, but a young lady of 18 with a mysterious disease, that there was a curse on the ship, laid by a former sailor, that the cargo consisted of a deadly mixture of explosives and alcohol, that in the captain's cabin there was a fetish idol from a Congo which he had stolen from an African tribe, that in that part of the sea there was a gigantic and unpredictable whirlpool which appeared without warning and sucked ships down into a monstrous cavern at the centre of the earth, and so on, and so on. The story became quite famous. It was resurrected occasionally.